This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. I say that with some minor trepidations in my heart. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and as I'm speaking to you now, as of this moment, the election still has not been decided. I know that the last time I spoke with you that we would be talking about something new, and we do have some new stuff to talk about, but we also have this election to talk about, because this election is... Well, it has existed and still continues to exist in sort of this subterfuge, okay? Now, in any election cycle, there's only one poll that matters, and that's the actual results, which is not a poll per se, but it is something where, you know, we're doing some counting. And that's never been truer than in 2020. I have never paid attention to polls since, I think it was 2012. Definitely didn't pay attention to them in 2016. Why should we have paid attention to the polls? As of Thursday morning, the popular vote margin was 50% Joe Biden, 48% Donald Trump. Here are some of the closing polls. Quinnipiac University, Biden 50%, Trump 39%. NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Biden 52%, Trump 42%. Fox News, Biden 52%, Trump 44%. CNN, likely voters, Biden 54%, Trump 42%. Real Clear Politics average, Biden up by 7.2%. On October 28th, the ABC News Washington poll preposterously posited that Biden was leading Trump by 17 points in Wisconsin, 57 to 40%. And the actual margin of Biden's lead as of Thursday was 0.7%. Now, I'm going to, you know, let's get sort of rudimentary here. Ask yourself, if you're favoring either one of these candidates, would these polls affect your decision on whether to vote? Now, the answer to that is it absolutely should not. We find ourselves now, more than ever, involved in ideological combat. So that means that we don't have the luxury of sitting back and saying, well, it doesn't look like my side's going to win, so I'm not even going to bother going. What can my one vote do? Never, ever base your decision on whether to vote on pre-election polling. When you compare the actual vote count, these polls are the epitome of fake news. They are absolutely worthless as measurements of the electorate. They have damaged themselves now to the point, and along with them, the media. And the media, of course, the media has shown itself to be just part of the deep state, hasn't it? Even Fox News. I know some of you out there probably thought, well, Fox News, they report, we decide. No. They were calling states that the polls had just closed. They called California as soon as they got out of there and closed the polls. Called Virginia, less than 1% in, Trump was in the lead. Called it for Biden. That's all propaganda. And you got Chris Wallace and Donna Brazile as the, you know, as the anchors on election night. Okay. Polls are damaging the legitimacy of our democracy, not helping it. When they're all this off base, they lead to both sides of the divide feeling the system is rigged. This is what, and this is the problem. See, accurate reporting, if you would actually go out there, if there was one standard by which to go by, and everybody did that one standard, and then they reported it, like an excellent example is, gosh, I can't remember his first name now, but Dr. Kleck. It'll come to me. He was pre-John Lott. He was the first one that ever did a defensive gun use study that I became aware of. And now this guy is a Democrat. He is a card-carrying member of the ACLU. He's not necessarily for gun rights, but what he is an honest statistician. And what he came out with was completely opposite of what he thought he was going to find. And still, he reported it. And that kind of honesty, the CDC did the same thing. I don't know how that happened, but they did. So, if we had one standard and everybody out there agreed, we're going to just report, you know, we're playing 52 pickup, we're going to throw the cards in there, where they land is where they land, then okay. But when they don't do that, when they don't do that, you have both sides coming off feeling that the system is rigged. And what is obviously rigged are these polls. They're easily categorized as an alternative reality. And it's very hard not to see intentional rigging rather than some kind of accidental bias. This is not accidental. Even Fred Luntz is getting out there now saying, we have damaged ourselves irredeemably. We are junk. Everybody, including conservatives who don't trust the media, makes political and journalistic decisions based on these badly concocted polls. This is the political equivalent of chewing on Tide Pods. Maybe you just can't blame pollsters. We know Republicans might seem to alternate between complaining that they never get called by pollsters, and then if they do, they hang up on the pollsters, especially on the gun side. We could suspect that many Trump supporters lie about their preference if they take a survey, but we also know that these flocks of leftist pollsters stack their turnout models to their taste of who the people are or should be, and that we end up with shoddy results like a 12-point gap among likely voters. And then there's Meghan McCain, who I don't always agree with her, but she proclaimed on Twitter, modern American polling is dead, and modern American pollsters should find another vocation so they can stop wasting all of our collective time in helping to gaslight the media and the American public. It makes you question every poll they've done on President Trump in the last 2 years. She added, at what point is our collective media going to accept just how out of touch with the majority of the country they are? I predict that they won't. They will just quadruple down rather than accept, learn, and try to actually represent so many of the voters they so clearly disdain. Now, these pollsters, they always, the media pollsters, which most polls out there today, 99% of them are something, they're an arm of the media. They're commissioned by the media. The media wants you to put them together. Because the thing about the media that I find so distasteful is most of them are just minor birds. They're just making sounds that they've heard somebody else make. They don't double check anything. They'll say whatever somebody says. So rather than go out and actually dig into something, they'll get out there and say, we need a poll. And the inherent bias that is already in there with them also rubs off on these pollsters, these idiots. And they go out there and they put a poll together that looks good for these guys, and they put it out there. And they tell you with no qualms about it. They look you right in the eye on the TV and say, we know that this is going to be a blue wave. They spent 5 years churning out surveys suggesting Trump would be unelectable, but they were wrong on 2016. And even though they were, they never slowed down. 9 days before Election Day, NBC News White House correspondent Jeff Bennett tried to soothe the leftist panic about the pollsters possibly getting it wrong again. And that was a spoonful of fake sugar. He said Biden's lead is bigger than Clinton's was, edging out Trump nationally and in nearly every battleground state. Trump is facing the worst polling position for a president seeking re-election since George H.W. Bush in 1992. Does anybody out there expect these major media polling experts to assemble for an autopsy to evaluate how wrong they are and how untrustworthy they have become? I doubt it. But for right now, there is a lot of infighting going on, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. It is not over yet. There is a path to victory for the Trump administration, and they are pursuing it. And it will go on, and it will get to the Supreme Court, and we will see. We'll see what we get. But those of you who did turn up to vote, well done. Never a dull moment, right? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As we're sitting here reeling and trying to figure a few things out, there's a few things we also have to take into consideration, and that is that Biden may actually steal this election. When I called it at the electoral count that I was doing, Had it not been for these tractor-trailer loads of found ballots, I would have been pretty close. I expected Trump to keep what he had, which is about 306. I expected him to pick up Minnesota and possibly Nevada. And Nevada is still in play, too. There's not that much of a margin in there. And so is Arizona. There's a path to victory, but it's not going to be done soon. But it should be done in time for Christmas. But let's sit back for just a minute and let's, in a military operation, what you do, you have a plan A, B, C, and D. And first of all, plan A, when you first make contact, when you first engage, plan A normally goes straight out the window. Plan A got you there. Now you have to start the adaptation. And you go to plan B. And then maybe you go to plan C. And all of these plans are put in place because the ultimate goal here is not for somebody to be right, but for us to win. Right? Military plans are put together by what is referred to as an S2 on a battalion level. And the S2 puts things together and all these other things. And then we go out and we actually execute them. But they're the ones that are basically the central planners. So in a Biden administration, what exactly would this mean to us as gun owners? Because, you know, he wants to, he's got a lot of things he wants to pursue. And, you know, he wants to ban assault weapons again, semi-automatic box-fed magazine rifles that function the same way as tube magazines and pump shotguns, you know, that kind of thing. Not pump shotguns, but he wants to ban the magazines. Then he wants to take the ones that are out there and put them on the NFA, and then he wants to take those and buy them back. He wants red flag law. There's a lot of things he wants. And the short good news part of it is that Cocaine Mitch remains in charge of the Senate, and Cocaine Mitch and Lindsey Graham and a lot of other people, they are going to ensure that none of this comes to a head. And in the Biden administration, as far as gun control is concerned, coming into this, he is basically going to be a lame duck from day one for the entirety of the first 4 years, were he to survive the first 4 years as president and alive. And that's good. That's good. And the thing that's happening now within the Democrats is, and within the Democratic Party, is because the Democratic Party has so heartily identified themselves with Antifa, including the vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris, who thinks that BLM is great and they're not going away and that kind of thing. Since they have done that, they have done irreparable damage to themselves. They're the ones that have been holding up the aid on COVID. They're the ones that have been pursuing all these mask things. They're the ones that are pushing all they're for the violence. And believe it or not, most of America doesn't really care for that, Democrats. And in some of these conference calls they've had, there have been a couple of them getting out there and actually voicing this. And Nancy Pelosi being because she is so Botoxed up in her face, you can't ever really tell when she's telling the truth, which means she's probably lying all the time, has said, we won the election. Joe Biden has won the election. That means we have a mandate. But what she doesn't have is she doesn't have a majority. She does have the majority currently. There is a path for the Republicans to actually win it if they were to win four races that they're not leading in right now. Not likely going to happen, but there is a path. But the problem is this. A lot of the freshmen that rode in on the blue wave that happened in 2018 are gone. They were one-termers. They're gone because of the policies. And one of the policies that they just seem to pursue, they're pursuing defunding police, they're pursuing gun control, they're for the rioters, all this other stuff. And these things are just not playing well. They have never played well. Bill Clinton, in his first term of office, when he passed the Omnibus Crime Bill and the the assault weapons ban and the background check law and all this other stuff. When he went to bed that night on election night, he had control of Congress and he had it all. He had everything. And he woke up the next morning and he was done. He's like, what has happened around here? You know, he had no idea what had just happened. And that's because of the policies he adopted. I don't understand why America sits back sometimes and says, well, let's play back and forth. Let's play this like a game of badminton. Your turn, my turn. Your turn, my turn. I don't get that, but, you know. Maybe it's because, except for Trump, most politicians don't ever do anything. Maybe that's what it's about. But that's probably what we're facing with a Biden administration is nothing. We're facing 4 years of gridlock, which is fine. There will be some things he can do, though. And on the gun side, this is the thing that I think he's probably going to do, because right now we got this thing going on with the honey badger and the ATF and the pistol brace and all these other things. And the pistol brace part would be sort of difficult because they have declared the pistol brace to be legal. So that would be sort of a rough road to hoe. But my thing that I'm thinking they might try to do is say that a AR-15 pistol, which I think is the best configuration of the AR-15 out there, would be considered an SBR. So that means we now have to go out there and fill out some forms, pay $200, and turn it into an SBR. I might just go ahead and do that anyway. I might just go ahead and take that chip away from them, because I only have one. Currently, I only have one AR-15 pistol. I might just do that to that one and be done with it. And but that's the one thing that I can see they can do. On other fronts, he's talking about putting us back in the Paris Climate Accords and the regulatory regime, which is the unseen money that businesses pay all the time. That's probably going to go back up under his administration, should he persevere. And overall, for the country, this would be a very, very bad thing. But it is not insurmountable. The other thing that his energy policies. Right now, we are the leaders of energy. I haven't paid $2 for a gallon of gas in years. Years. When I filled up on gas yesterday, it was $1.57 where I live per gallon. So there's a lot of things he can do to hurt the economy, and he probably will, should he persevere. But on the other hand, the other problem is this. They need to look at the tea leaves, because actually America wants to be led center right. And if they don't see that, then, you know, everybody on the Democratic Party, your political life is ticking away now. You're in the middle of a countdown. They were expecting a blue wave, and what they got was a red bloodbath. That's their problem. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
Democrat Joe Biden edged closer to winning the White House Friday, expanding his narrow leads over President Donald Trump in the battleground states of Pennsylvania and Georgia. Trump remained defiant, vowing to press unfounded claims of fraud as a weary, anxious nation waited for clarity in an election that only intensified the country's deep polarization. Former Vice President Biden is hoping to secure Pennsylvania's 20th 20 electoral votes that would put him over the top. Democrats spent $50 million trying to win control of state legislatures in 2020, but the effort mostly failed, cementing regional power in their more conservative Republican opponents over such issues as abortion, education, and criminal justice. In most cases, Democrats won't have a say in how congressional districts are drawn. This is USA Radio News. The unemployment rate in the United States fell to 6.9%, and employers added 638,000 jobs last month. Prior to the COVID-19 crisis, the unemployment rate in the U.S. was at 3.5%, its lowest level in decades. A longtime Today Show personality had some sobering news this morning. Lance Pry has this story from our West Coast Bureau.
NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday revealed he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. And good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm about to go somewhere most people would not want me to go, especially in the gun Second Amendment advocacy. Within the Second Amendment advocacy, there's a lot of things going on, and it becomes a matter of where the priority lays. Now, I have told many people, and I do 2 radio shows, and I do Lock and Load, and I do this one, and I've told many people that the show is not about me. I am the one that is the frame of the picture. I'm the presenter. Maybe how I characterize it or put it, or the way I, you know, my vernacular roles, or the way my cadence is, maybe that's semi-entertaining. But it's never been about me. And to do what I do, and anybody that doesn't admit this to you, to do what I do takes a fair amount of ego to do what I do. And I'm not afraid to admit that. But within the Second Amendment advocacy, we've seen a couple of things. Like, we have seen Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen, he got out there and decided to do some things with Showtime. And the previous host of this show, of Gun Owners News Hour, Larry Pratt, who made Gun Owners of America. And I don't care what anybody says, he made Gun Owners of America. Larry was the first guy always out there. When there would be, if there was a rampage killing, when the NRA would go into a huddle to figure out what their statement was going to be about their statement, Larry would be on the talk shows, and he'd be on TV, and he'd be absorbing all the hostility, and he'd be maintaining the line. What he said in the 80s was the same thing he said in the 90s and the same thing in the 2000s. And then he got caught up in the Sacha Baron Cohen scandal. And sometimes, just sometimes, some of these people that get in these positions, Wayne LaPierre is a good example as well, will get out there and it becomes more about them than it is about the topic. the cause. And then things become problematic. Because once it, when you have focus, it's very easy to not get swept up. But if you're going to get, if your ego becomes so fevered that it becomes more about you, somebody sticks a camera in front of you, and before you know it, you've said things that you didn't really mean, that you didn't even know you were saying, and then you get caught up in it, and then you're gone. Then you're done. You're out of there. In the course of this election, there have been some people out there that are gun people. They're instructors. They are podcasters. They're trying to be advocates of some sort. And it comes down to this. Some of them have gotten out there and they have fallen for this thing about, well, Trump is this and Trump is that. And he's this, that, the other. And he did this with the bump stock. And here's the thing about the bump stock, okay? This is my theory. I have no way to corroborate this, but somebody proved me wrong on this one. I'd be willing to listen to it. The bump stock was approved during the Obama administration. And I think the reason they allowed that to happen in the ATF is because they knew that Obama wanted to ban the AR-15 type weapons. So they okayed them. They okayed the bump stock. So knowing, because gun controllers are always in it in the long game, and they're very patient. And you notice they always come out with the same thing. They've already got stuff pre-written and ready to go. Anyway, they knew that a Mandalay Bay was going to happen, and then Mandalay Bay happened. And then, quite unexpectedly, and the way this unfolded is still a little confusing to me, because the NRA made this incomplete statement, and Trump sort of picked that up and made the talked about maybe these things should be banned. And see, the bump stocks were never adopted and legalized or codified by the legislature. It was just a rule from the ATF. So now they're banned and they're going through the law system and they will be back. But when Trump did that, he also took away their weapon. He took away their means to ban the AR-15. Now, like I said, this is just my theory. There have been some people out there in the advocacy that are out there and they don't like Trump. And I've seen people saying, well, if Trump loses this, it'll be because of him. And I've seen people saying that anybody but Trump. And this is what I would say to anybody out there. There is no Mensa mindset to presume that there is a middle ground with gun grabbers. Gun grabbers, you should believe them with what they tell you. The left wants control of us. They want control of you. They want control of your children, your money, your life. They want to tell you where you work. They want to tell you what you can have. They want to tell you what you can keep. And if you're not willing to bow down to them and grovel, they are very willing to kill you in some cases. They want socialism, which leads to communism, which always leads to purges. Their mindset has led to hundreds of millions of people being dead. Well, over 100 million in the 20th century. Don't want to go all Biden on you there and, you know, throw bigger numbers than actually is real. So there is no middle ground for me to reach with a gun grabber. There's 23,000 laws on the books today. What else can we add to it? Why aren't you enforcing the ones that are in place? Why do we let straw purchasers out? Why in these inner city areas, do we let people take pot shots at cops out of jail in 2 days? Why have we done away with bail? All these other things. All of this designed, really, truly, to collapse the system. The whole old Cloward and Piven thing, you know. At SHOT Show. At SHOT Show. An instructor named Rob Pincus, who I've had on Lock and Load before, who I have respected to a degree. He had some people going around setting up an interview with him, and he was going around with Dan Gross, who is the former head of the Brady campaign. Now, I did want to do that interview because I just wanted to sit these two gentlemen down and go, okay, boys, what are you here to sell exactly? Have you, Dan Gross, have you rescinded all of your, do you think AR-15 shouldn't be banned and guns should be the law of the land and open carry should be allowed everywhere? I mean, have you come to some epiphany here? Or do you, Rob, think that this is the thing. All these people that try to be these deep thinkers. Deep thinking is not as important as critical thinking. And if you employ critical thinking, you look at this and you say, well, look, all right, Chicago, where it's very hard to carry a gun, has crime. New York, where it's impossible to have a gun, their crime and shootings and murders are going up. They're pushing Antifa. They're pushing socialism, communism, and at the same time, they want to take our guns. What am I to think? And why would you, anybody out there on the advocacy, why would you look out there and say, there has to be a middle ground we can find? There is no middle ground. The time for being conciliatory is way past. We have two choices. We can remain steadfast, or we can give in. If we give in, then that's going to lead to something that most people probably are not prepared for. Because it will lead to, that would lead to a civil war. And it is far better to fight them legislatively than it would be to fight them in the streets. Because if we fight them in the streets, it's going to change us for a very long time. And nobody that's living today will live the same way after that happens. It'll take generations for that to go away. So for anybody out there that thinks there's a middle ground with gun grabbers and you know what it is, you're wrong. And I will oppose you at every turn. I don't know if that means anything to you, nor do I care. That's just out there. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One more time, this is Gun Owners News Hour. Saw this one mom recently asked Reddit for reassurance after she made a gun safety choice in her family after her in-laws refused to lock away the gun at home. Now, let me be very clear about a few things. You shouldn't leave guns laying around. I mean, I carry a gun everywhere I go in the house. I have one right now. I do that because in the event of a home invasion, I'm not going to be able to go, hang on, boys, I got to go over here to the secured safe and go to the other secured safe to get the ammunition and put it in the gun that's in the first secured safe, and then we can have our gunfight proper, okay? No. I operate under the turkey pot pie principle. If I'm sitting in here in my house, laying around on my couch in my underwear, enjoying my turkey pot pie and my sparkling water, and you kick in my door, you're going to be staring down a gun barrel. At that point, you have a decision to make. You can reverse your course, and I will sit back here and go through all of the physiological changes of just about having ended you, which will include some shakes and some crying and some vomiting. Or you can take a step forward, and then I'm going to end you, and then I'm going to go through the same physiological stuff. So getting out there and this idea of securing guns, you have to qualify that, because if you're going to have a gun in the home for self-defense, it needs to be available some way, somehow. Now, parents, you have a difficult job, especially today, very difficult, making the choices they feel are appropriate for their families and children. That has been the way of the world since human beings have been in existence and procreating. But now it's worse, because now young parents are hit with a deluge of information that they can find on the internet, and there's more internet diagnoses of things going on out there all day, every day nowadays than there's ever been. And with a parent, you know, health and safety are a huge consideration in this effort. So recently, one mom questioned whether her stance on gun safety and potential access to a firearm via her parents-in-law was needlessly harsh. And the internet response was overwhelming. You do you, mama. Then she shared her concerns on a Reddit platform, asking fellow internet patrons, am I the blank talking about, am I the rectal orifice? She explained the specifics of the ban on her mother and father-in-law babysitting. My in-laws, 80 male and 70 female, have a gun for protection. They do not keep it locked up in a safe. They will not tell us where it is except that it's in their bedroom, but my husband is fairly sure it's under their mattress. She had been assured it was not stored loaded, but the couple would not show their adult children where the gun was for their peace of mind. That's when, the mom explained to Reddit, things got tricky. With her kids getting older and more inquisitive, she no longer felt comfortable with her in-laws babysitting at their home. My father-in-law asked me why I don't let them watch the kids, and I told them because of the gun that they refuse to keep locked up. This caused a huge rift in the family, but mom was adamant the decision was out of concern for safety. We taught my son what to do if he comes across a gun, but he's still a kid, and so we only visit if either me or my husband can go too to make sure the bedroom door is locked. This conflict did not end on principle alone. The poster and her husband even bought the parents a safe for the gun, but they refused to use it. Her father-in-law explained, there's no point in keeping it in the safe because it needs to be accessible for self-defense. Which, if they're keeping it unloaded, it's still not accessible, but, you know, I don't know the details of this. So this rift deepened. The poster noted, they will not be watching them until I see the gun in a safe, unloaded, and completely out of my kids' reach. And largely, the internet audience was on her side. The overwhelming sentiment was that her parents-in-law absolutely were within their rights to own a firearm, but not within their rights to leave it unlocked around her kids. Similarly, the parents-in-law had made the foolish choice, not mom. It's a very simple choice you've asked them to make, and they've made it clear they'd rather have unfettered access to their guns at all times than unsupervised time with their grandchildren. And this suggests that the hot-button issue of gun control is yet another source of friction for family members who are not on the same page. When she went online to seek insight as to whether she was being unreasonable, she was met with confirmation that holding her ground was worth the effort in this case. Now, here's my problem with this. I'm going on 60. I do have a background in hand-to-hand combat, kickboxing, and I'm ex-military. I have backgrounds and all of that stuff. Backgrounds means it's in my rearview mirror. I've also had open heart surgery. There are some instances in a self-defense situation where the first thing you should not do is go to guns. If somebody comes up to you, and I see this all the time. Not all the time, but I've seen video of this. I've seen a legal concealed carrier. I've seen video of this. He walks up to somebody who's being sort of, shall we say, less than gentlemanly, and that guy punches him. Well, the first mistake that was made was that, you know, you insinuated yourself in something that you don't even know what's going on. When you're carrying a gun, the last thing you should ever do is get into an argument. One of the reasons I wear a mask, as staunchly anti-mask as I am, is because when I'm out in public, if some Karen were to come up to me and start launching into a tirade against me, and then her husband Darren decided to get involved in it too, and I'm carrying a gun, and they, you know, these guys default to violence. They default to violence. They'll be hitting you, they'll be slapping at you, all this other stuff. I'm very likely to give that lady equal rights. And if the guy gets, you know, my line now, my bar is so low on imminent bodily harm or death that I'm going to be forced into a situation. So I wear a mask because I'm avoiding the gunfight. I'm avoiding the gunfight. That's the best gunfight to be in, the one you can avoid. And that means that if you have a weapon for self-defense, you have to be aware, and you also have to have it available. Now, this idea, this idea that you would go online and seek the opinions of people you don't know, who don't have a dog in the fight, who probably think all guns should be taken apart. If you have to have a gun, it has to be disassembled, and each part has to be stored in a different county, and you can have bullets, but they have to be stored separately. All that stuff, that's just stupid. guns are dangerous. They're meant to be dangerous. And if you've got an elderly pair of parents, they, believe it or not, are actually targets for home invasions. So what you're wanting them to do is you're wanting them to lock up the gun while your children are there. And you're making the case that, and well within their rights, without a doubt, they are well within their rights. But it's not very realistic. The reason children get into guns is because we hide them from them. And with my sons, while I didn't ever get out there and say, hey, grab that pistol and play with it, why don't you? Look down the barrel, what do you see? I never did any of that, but I took away the mystique of that. And I just made them an everyday item, like a fork. And they never picked one up. Not until they became adults and they actually started wanting to shoot. Now they're both, you know, grown and carry guns and stuff like that. But you got to take away the mystique. And trying to hide something away from somebody and keeping your children from being exposed to things, I've always found that to be sort of counterproductive. Because it seems like the more you do it, the more they want to see it. And this causes this familial rift. And I mean, here we are in these isolated times where they're trying to keep us all locked up and away from each other. And this family, unfortunately, has gone this route of voluntarily making the divide wider. Because they can't both respect a decision the other's making. And it's all over a gun, over a perception that it's just going to be dangerous just because it's there. And yet the adults that were looking for it couldn't find it. Anyway, I just found that interesting just because the default position of that mom was not to go talk to them after all this happened, but to go online to make sure she was what she did was the right thing. And now she has confirmation, so she never has to change her mind. It's all good, right? Yeah. Guns bad. This is not over yet. We're still in this to win it. Stand by. Stay aware. I'll be back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.